Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Yes. And for Psychic Night, we have our regular psychic, Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am.
Aloha,
how are you doing,
Dale?
Aloha. I have a lot to tell you before we get started. First, let's give our numbers out for private for free readings. Johnny, you want to
sure.
do that?
Sure. It's 516-531-9874, and we have a lot of people on the line. So.
Oh, great.
Good.
Okay.
But I wanted to say a couple of things that's really important. Barbara, when did you want me to send the tarot book out to you?
Anytime. I'm so glad to hear the news that we can start with this tarot book.
Yes. What happened was, you wouldn't believe it, you guys. I've written 5 books, and I had a publisher. I was published by Blue Dolphin Publishing, and they went out of business. They retired in 2016. I didn't know where my books were. Well, I just found out that the books were on Amazon, and I ordered the Tarot for Beginner, and I was going, who's getting paid for this? You know?
Oh.
And I was like, freaking out. I'm going like, I have money coming in. So I wrote Jeff Bezos at Amazon.com, and apparently he goes over all his emails, and he sent someone on it to look it up, and it's part of Kindle. And then I found out on the Tarot for the Beginner that I've been getting money for 5 years and didn't know it. And the reason I didn't know it is I buy stuff from Amazon.com, so I didn't think anything of it.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah. Do you know where that money was going?
It was going to me.
And you just thought,
you just haven't cleaned it yet.
No, it's in my checking for the last 4 years. But, they're little amounts. Have it promoted the book. Now I find out all my books are on Amazon. But that's a whole other story. I have to let them know where to send the money to. So right now, Tarot for the Beginner, How to Read the Cards in 1 Hour or Less, is available on Amazon.com. And I will get paid for it. It's not much. I mean, maybe you make a dollar or two, but let me tell you, I feel privileged to be a writer and get publishing money as well. So is that pretty cool?
That is so cool. Oh, Dale, this is amazing, too, because, if I wouldn't have thought up this book club idea and, said, hey, where can we get the books? Where can we get the books? You may have never realized this.
That is correct, because now all my books are available, which is The Psychic Within, Dare to Be Different, Believe, Tarot for the Beginner, and An Angel Over the Airwaves by Dale Shear. Just look up Dale Shear books, and you'll see all my books. And I will get paid at least for Tarot until I can get the other part straightened. But I wanted the Tarot because we're going to be doing readings, and I wanted to make sure that some people were able to buy it. And here's another problem, Johnny, that I didn't even know. People have been emailing me on Facebook. Now, I don't know Facebook real good. I go on it just occasionally. But they've been wanting readings, and I didn't even know, and I don't even know how to answer them back. And so I'm going to say best way to get a hold of me is to call me, which would be 808-372-1816. 808-372-1816 if you want a tarot reading. And that's I'm making it for the show, $50 on purpose, because it's for Johnny, it's for the show. So, that would be good if you want a tarot reading.
If we get any messages for that too, of course we will send them your way. And you know what I do like about your books when I order them too, because I found them on Amazon. A while ago I did. I like that I can put it on the Kindle so much, or put it on your phone, whatever device, a lot.
Yeah.
So that is such great news. That is wonderful news. And then also you're going to have another book coming out that you're going to try to finish when you're in Hawaii.
I'm working on that one. I'm definitely working. As the sun sets in Hawaii, I'm working on that book. And also a couple more things before I go to the phones. I got a flu shot this week, something I haven't done in 40 years. And I got a COVID test. Yeah, you know what happened was I was going driving up in Tahoe right by the college, and it said COVID test, free. So I just followed the line, and there wasn't a line. And then I called, and I said, gee, I might as well go get this done. And so I did, and I'm supposed to get the results today or Monday.
How was it? Did they do the swab up your nose?
Yeah. No, it was fine. No problem.
No problem. Okay, because some people say it's horrible. Some people don't.
No, it's a piece of cake. You know, they just stick a little cotton swab up your nose in each little nostril, and you're done.
Well, you're taking care of a lot of stuff.
I hope it comes out.
You know what I do love, though? When I got the book directly from you, you signed it for me, and I cherish that. I like getting my book signed. If I know the author, it's just special to have that for my collection. So thank you for signing it.
Well, hey, I meant every word, and I signed it for Johnny as well. I don't know if you read them, but I also, you know, my books, they can order it from me and get it signed as well. If they go on my website.
Everybody, Amazon or directly from Dell. So that's awesome news. That's so great.
So
you sound great.
Ready for a caller?
Yeah, I guess.
Are you ready for a caller?
Wait, Johnny, is that thing I wanted to, is Richard around or not?
Yes, Dale.
Okay. I'm trying to clear my voice because it's dry. It's very dry and allergies. But anyway, okay. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. I'm going to put area code 347 on.
Hi, caller. You are on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show. Tell us your name.
Hi, my name is Maribel.
Ooh,
hi,
I love
Maribel.
That name.
thank you for taking my call.
Maribel, you called us. Where are you calling from?
Calling from New York.
What part of New York?
Long Island.
Okay. What is with, we have a fan club in Long Island, Barbara. Do you know that?
It just seems like it. It really does. Or you're attracting New York people.
Well, I want to attract New York people because I'm from back east, and I totally understand them 120%. But Long Island is different than New York City and Manhattan. It's more upper echelon. It's more techie. It's more, it's different. You know what I mean? It's not like Manhattan where it's crazy, you know?
Okay, yes. And we do get a lot of callers from there for you. I swear you're attracting that area, that region. I think you do.
I have to go in there and do a show. I mean, you know, do something. But anyway, Mary, how can I help you, sweetie? Excuse my voice.
Oh, no, you're fine. I wanted more insight to love life, but I've been talking to this guy. We'll call him L. And just, like, more insight as to, like, if it's going anywhere or if I should sort of sit tight.
I would need a picture of him to give you an in-depth reading of it. I mean, to just say L means nothing to me. But at this point, I'm just getting the word friendship. I don't get anything more than that, but I would need a picture text to me. And then I could, you know, in a little reading, I could tell you where it's going.
I have a question.
I'm getting.
Do you want me to have her text the picture to me, and then I can send it to you, Dale?
Oh, that's cool. If you can do that, yeah. If she has a picture.
Do you
want to
do that? My number is 850-737-4160, and I'll just text it to Dale.
Okay. Can you repeat that? Just a sec.
850.
Wait, John. Go slower.
737-4160.
No. Start over, John, please.
Yeah, it's I'll tell you what I'll do. Give me 1 second here.
Well, you know what? Why don't you put her on hold? Help get that all going, and then I'll go back to her, and I can take someone else.
Okay, yeah, that'll be good. Okay. What we'll do is we'll take another call, then we'll get back to her.
Yes.
Idea.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second here. The next one is area code 267.
Hi, caller. You're on with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. My name is Donna, and I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philly. Okay.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I have a question. Do you see a relationship coming in anytime soon, like a love relationship or?
You know, I'm so amazed at these questions. During the coronavirus, people actually want to meet people, and, you know, it's very hard. The only way you're going to meet somebody is online. I mean, because of what's happening, you know, and if you're looking at 2 or 3 years down the road, yeah, because that's how long it's going to take for this virus to eradicate or disappear or, you know, not be of any harm to anybody. So the way I get it is, and excuse me, I'm getting, you know, allergy. Basically, I see a guy that... His name is Tom with a T, and you may or may not know him, but he is introduced to you by a friend. He has been married before. He's good looking. He's tall. He's handsome, has kind of light hair and blue eyes, and he does something in the tech world or something with techs.
Oh.
That may not make any sense to you right now.
Okay.
But you asked who would I be involved with, and that's who I said. But who's the guy that's hanging around you now? There's somebody that likes you now.
That could be a couple of people. I mean, that don't really. I mean, My husband, we're not really divorced yet. We've been separated for 4 years. I was just talking to him today. But that wouldn't be it. But a guy that's around me, do you see him around me all the time? Or
yeah, I do pick up your husband. He is lonely.
His name's John.
Okay, he is
yeah,
lonely. And he still wants to be really close friends with you. You have a lot of guys that like you, but it's just you're fussy. You'll check the bank account. You'll check the nails. You'll check the shoes. You'll check the watch. You'll check it all.
Oh,
can you
well,
hear me?
I could. Yes, I can. I'm just surprised because... I see people, I do housekeeping in a hospital, And, you know, I see people all day long.
Yeah, well, God bless you, but you're real fussy about the men.
Oh.
Can you respond?
Yeah, I'm surprised, but
you're surprised what?
That I have a lot of the men that like me.
Well, you should have, because you're in the position at the hospital where that happens. But it's just like, would you agree you're fussy about men?
Oh, fussy? No, not really. I was at one time, but not now. I'm really looking for a companionship, you know, and
I'm going to stop you right there. Okay? Being from New York, I know. You're not going to just pick anybody off the street. You're not that kind of person. You like someone because you really care. And they have to match up with you.
Right.
I mean, you're just not going to pick anybody. But you are going to be involved in the relationship, and it's soon. Just hang on. We'll be good.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry I'm not, because the phone's going in and out. I don't know why.
The what's going on?
The phone, she says, is going in and out.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's her phone, but I'm okay. So don't worry. You're going to be fine, okay? You're going to find someone and not to worry.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Now, I tried to get that lady to she sent me a picture, but I haven't been able to send it to you for some reason. It's not letting me do it.
Well, I can tell you what. You got to send it to my other phone. You have to send it to 808-372-1816.
Give me 1 second here. 808. Okay.
808. Can you hear me, Johnny?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Dale.
My
voice is 808-372-1816.
Okay, give me 1 second here.
Okay. It shouldn't take this long.
Hopefully we will get the photo to you. Dale.
Yeah.
Now, why are you looking at a photo this time? I think I missed something.
Okay. When I do a reading on someone, and it's by phone, I can't just pick up from, there it is, I got it. I can't pick up from
okay.
the air.
Yeah, this
so
is,
I need
this
okay.
We have her. We have her pick. This is the lady that you're meeting, girl. We were able to send Dale the picture. It's the guy in the blue dress shirt.
Okay, let me finish telling Barbara, though. I have to,
okay.
I pick up through looking at a photograph. And that's what I do. I mean, that's how I do readings.
For the medium? For being a medium? If you're doing a medium reading?
I'm a psychic. I'm not a medium. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Let me just see.
Well, because you don't normally need a picture from, you know, listening to you answer all of the callers. Normally, you don't ask for a picture. So I just wondered why this one was different.
All right. Well, in this case, I do. All right. Mm-hmm. Can you put the lady back on?
Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay. Mirabel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mirabel. Okay, great.
Okay. It's the guy in the blue shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thing is, I got a lot of people in this picture. You know, so again, do you have an isolation of him at all? A one picture at all?
Not really.
Okay. He's a really nice guy. He has a heart of gold. Is he a little bit too young for you at this point?
Maybe a little.
Okay, what? 5 years? 10?
More like 5.
Okay. He does like you very much. And yes, it will go somewhere. But I also have pictures of everybody else in the office, so it's a little rough, but I can just do the best of what I can do. But I might tell you this, he's a good lover. Are you there, Maribel? Nobody's responding. Can they hear us?
Yeah, no.
I'm here.
I'm just chuckling.
You're just what?
Chuckling.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy. Go for it, okay?
Awesome. Is there any way to, like, actually pop the question, though?
No. That won't happen for a while.
Okay, we can't
have dead air, okay? So thank you for the picture. No, appreciate it.
Does that answer your question, ma'am?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Now, the next one is area code 626.
626, you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hi, Dale. I'm away over here in Los Angeles, and my name is Genevieve.
We're in L.A. because I spent a lot of time in L.A. We're about
good. Oh, probably you would call it borderline L.A. County and San Bernardino County, by Diamond Bar going into Chino Hills.
I love that area.
As
a kid, I wanted to live in San Bernardino Mountains. I just loved it. Just gorgeous, but I chose to live in Tahoe, and but similar, they're very similar. How can I help you?
Okay, Dale, I belong to a nonprofit, and we've discovered that some of the board members have spent thousands of dollars on themselves, which you're not supposed to when you're in a nonprofit. We've asked them to pay it back, and of course, they just kind of laugh at us. So we've been forced to, we're going to get an attorney and handle it that way. Will we be first, will we get a good attorney, and will that attorney be successful in having them be removed from the board?
Okay. Here's how it works. It's a very interesting question. You need to really interview attorneys. What type of work is this? What type of business is this?
Okay, it's a nonprofit where we raise money for scholarships and charity. And because we're a nonprofit, we don't pay any taxes on the income that we generate. But the rules are
that
you don't spend it on yourself.
No, I know you're right. Okay. That's called stealing, okay?
Correct.
So what's going on there? You need an attorney that deals only in that type of situation. You're going to have to interview attorneys to see if they can handle those cases, because a lot of attorneys are like, oh, piece of cake. No, it's not a piece of cake, because you do not tell them that you're going to threaten lawsuits. You tell them nothing. You go about your business and then find the right person that will handle this case. And A, they have to pay back the money, or they could go to jail. And if they don't pay back the money, then, hey, you're going to be gone anyway eventually. So I really wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, but you're right about attorneys. I've called one or two, and they don't deal with nonprofits. It's all bankruptcy, divorce, criminal, So that's going to be a real struggle.
Not really. Try a real estate attorney. Don't ask me why, but that's what I get.
Well, I like that because I am a realtor. So maybe I'll be able to find, I know we do have real estate attorneys that advise our brokers. So that's a good hint. I appreciate that. I really do.
Okay. And if you ever need me to help you, and my number is 8-372-1816, and for private consultation. And this is a very involved situation, but at the outcome, you will win.
Oh, thank you, Dale. Thank you so much, because it's been a year and a half.
You may not get the money. Okay, you may not get the money back because most of these, people have spent the money, and they've lived in luxury, and they've gone all over the world, and they've used the money up. But you can get rid of them, and you can make sure it doesn't happen again.
That would be wonderful. If they would leave, that would be. Thank you so much, Dale. I appreciate your hint about a real estate attorney. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Okay,
thank you for calling.
Barbara, talk to me. I need a breather. I got to turn the heat up. I don't know about you. Is it cold down there where you are?
Yes. That's so funny you said that because I had to put a light sweater on just now, and I haven't had to do that for a long time. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a little cold. I can't wait. We're going to do our class on the 30th, right? Is that when we're doing it?
I'm not sure. I think that we decided not to do that date because I was flying.
28th. That's right. The 28th or 29th. 28th is good.
Well, the 28th. Yes. The 28th is something we've already said. How about? Let me see what days are full. What days are? How about?
I want to get close to Halloween. I mean, you know, not.
I know.
I don't want to interrupt Barbara's travel at all.
How about we make it the 26th?
Well, thank you.
Do I do the 26th?
Wait, I'm trying to think. I have a doctor's appointment on the 27th. I guess that's okay, yeah. But just remind me.
Okay, we'll make it the 26th. That's fine.
Because
I'm trying to book a playmate for the 28th, and there's another playmate on the 27th. You don't know what this is.
Do you think
we
should do our scheduling later, maybe, and to the callers? Because we should do our scheduling maybe privately.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right. Let's do that. Well, I think
a little boring for the listener.
I think we agreed on the 26th. But we're done now.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right. Are you ready for another caller?
Yes.
Okay. Area code 347.
Hi, caller. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shearer. How are you? Hi.
Hi, Dale. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. And where are you calling from?
Calling from Long Island, New York also.
I'm sorry, what part of New York?
Oh, wow.
Long Island,
Long
New York.
Island.
God, what is what? Do you guys call each other and say, hey, there's a psychic on the air in Long Island, you need to call her? It is so bizarre that 80% of calls are from Long Island, which I love. I love the area. You know, it's just really beautiful.
You're attracting
them. Well, I track New Yorkers because I'm from New Jersey. So I get into New Jersey, New York, and I hung out in New York most of my life. So, you know, that's what I attract. Okay, what is your name and how can I help you?
My name is Tanika, and I have a career question. I wanted to know, I went to a good interview for a job, and then tomorrow I have a first interview for another job. So I just wanted to know if you see anything with any of those, and if you see anything with my current job, if I should leave my current job, or if you feel towards one of those.
We can't do a whole reading. I will just say this much. You're going to have an offer of three different jobs. It's going to be up to you which one you take. But they seem like they're all going to want you. So just, you know, pick the one you're going to feel the most comfortable, make good money, and you'll be happy. Not to worry.
Okay, do you see one being better than the other?
Honey, that's up to you. I want you to be happy, so you're going to know that You're going to know that better than us, though.
Okay, DC, what would happen if I stay at my job, the current future of it?
That's okay, too. There's no problem if you stay in your job. Well, then why are you out looking for all the other jobs? What's the point?
Well, because there's a lot. There are problems in my job. I'm just not sure if I'll move up there or not, but in my department, yeah, there are problems.
Well, there's a... not to worry. I mean, you know, it's just going to be fine. I mean, if you get a better job, take it. That's the best I can tell you. Hello?
Yeah?
No.
You know, people, are they not hearing us? Or?
No. I think I'm hearing you.
They're just thinking. They have to think about what you say before they respond. I think she can hear you. Tanika, can you hear her just fine?
Mm-hmm. I can hear. I'm just.
What do you think about that?
I can hear. I'm just trying to listen to see what she gets about, you know, the current job offers or my current job, like what she sees with my future.
Okay, I can't do a whole reading for a half hour. But all I can say is if you stay in your job, you will be just fine and not worry about it.
Okay.
Okay.
But I think that there is offers for other jobs that will be way better.
Okay.
All right.
One of them
something you have to pick.
Well, I know I have to pick because I'm the one that's going to work there, but I just would like some insight, like psychic insight into which one is better fit for me, what you see.
Okay. I believe that they're all good for you. You just have to take the one that makes money.
All right. One would be for a company called Northwell, and one would be for a dermatology office. So I'm kind of like in between those two. I don't know which one would be better.
I feel the dermatology.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sweetheart, I honestly can't spend all the time with you. You have a great opportunity, and you should take all and consider all, the best I can tell you.
All right.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, our next caller is 61.
Hi, caller.
Hello, my name is Susanna. Yes,
hi,
I'm Susanna. I'm from Long Island, too.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Okay, what's up in Long Island? What's going on up there?
Not a real lot. I was just calling to see when I'm going to have a love life, a significant other.
You are, and there's no doubt about it, but it's going to take a little time, and... I believe that you'll be fine. Who do you know by the name of Jim or Jimmy?
I don't.
You will. I'm not saying you're going to marry that person, but if someone comes in by that name, you should take a look at that person in general. Because it could be a work situation or it could be a love situation. I don't know which.
Know when or anything about them?
Okay. There's no when with psychics. I mean, I could see 20 years in the future and that'll happen then. But all I can tell you is this much. I see the guy coming in. In fact, I see two or three different men that you'll be involved with. And again, you're one of those that are real fussy, so you'll pick and choose who you want. And there's no real problem. This guy, I do know, he has a car, and it's a fast car, and it's you know, like, really nice. So that's what I can tell you.
Can I ask one more really, really quick question? I'm working part-time as a lunch monitor. Do you see it going into a teacher assistant position?
Yes, I do.
But you don't know when.
Sweetheart, I don't give time. I'm not a clock.
Okay.
No psychic in their right mind can give you time. Because, you see, there is, and I have to really explain this, there is no time. It's all one. Past, present, future is really all one. And crossing over into a different realm, you know, just it's just like another dimension. I can't explain it, but every time a psychic does give time, they're not right on. I could do it better if I did a tarot reading because that goes up to maybe 6 months. Then I could tell you time. But as far as in a psychic reading, I would say I feel it to be sooner than later.
Okay, no, that's good because it's hard to live on New York, Long Island, and part-time.
Yeah, I imagine. I imagine. Are you going to go back to work full-time?
Want to.
Pardon me?
I want to work full-time.
You're going to get the opportunity to do that.
Okay, great. That sounds great.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
You're very welcome.
Barbara, I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to tell you guys something.
Okay.
While I'm talking to you, on my other phone, it shows I got the results of my COVID virus, but I can't get to it because I'm on the phone with you. And I'm not going to do it until after the show.
No.
But you don't think you have it, though.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. What?
You don't think you have it, though.
I had a question, but I didn't.
Do you?
Well, you're both talking at once. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if you think that you have COVID, maybe, possibly do you have it? I mean, could you have this? Okay.
I don't believe I do, but anybody could be asymptomatic. But, you know, I don't know. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
I won't know until I get off the phone with you, and I'm not getting off. When I get off, I get off and go look it up.
Now, I have a question before we go on to the next caller, if you don't mind. You know, you say you're not a world predictor. So, I mean, do you have a prediction that you don't have a prediction about the election?
This is one election that would be probably one of the hardest things to say. I did in the very beginning, and if you run it back, I had in the very, very, very beginning, about a year ago maybe, I had said Trump, but I'm not so sure right now. So I feel there's going to be a lot. I can tell you there's going to be a lot of bad things happening with the two of them. In other words, if one wins and one doesn't, one wins. I'm not a world predictor, you know, like I pick up on earthquakes a lot.
I
pick up tidal waves. I pick up on, you know, world stuff like that. I'll dream it, you know, but I wouldn't call myself a world predictor.
You have to wonder, you know, when people are wondering about that. I mean, you know, I'm not saying, I guess the thing is that it's a little strange because of what happened last time in 2016. Usually the election night is not a surprise, you know, and it was one last night. So I wanted to just ask that question before we move on to the next caller.
What was surprising last night? What was surprising?
No. Surprising, the last election in 2016, usually by the time that we get to election night, it's not a surprise. You know, we sort of know who's going to win. Does that make sense? It's not like, oh, God.
That's
well, you know,
not
first,
true.
What?
No, I was always surprised. Yeah.
No, look, Johnny, that's not true. All the polls predicted Hillary in 2016. She did not
win.
That's
right. Okay. I know.
But I'm trying to tell you something, if you'd listen, that it's rough because it's so ambiguous. There's going to be a lot of cheating going on, a lot of lying going on, a lot of weird things going on. We're in COVID virus. Everything that we know in this world right now is changing, and it will continue to change, and we're going to have to adapt to it. And you just can't take anything for face value at this point. Just go about your life, do what you want to do, and live it to the fullest.
Right.
You know, just don't worry about it. It'll take care of itself. There is such thing, and I think Barbara will admit it with me, there is such thing as karma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Barbara?
Oh, yes. Barbara. Yes.
Explain
Can
it
you
to Johnny.
Not hear me? Okay, Johnny, I just remember every time I've ever voted, I was always surprised. I was always on the edge of my seat. So it's nice that you knew who was going to win, like you knew. But I don't, and I don't know. This one, I really don't think anybody knows. What? What was that?
No, I'm talking about on election night. When you get to election
night. Everybody thought Hillary was going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
in 2016, but in 2012, everybody knew Mitt Romney was going to lose, and everybody knew
that. I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Can I say something?
Yes, please do.
Five years in Hawaii, and I have on record, I was on the Perry and Price show, and 5 years prior, I said Obama would be president of the United States. This is when he was just in the Senate. I took a look at him. I could look at the eyes. I could look at the feel, and I knew he'd be president. And I was laughed at. I was mocked at, everything. And then at the end, I was right. Now, in this one, I think it's probably an 85% chance it will be Trump. That's the way I will predict it. But I did predict it in one of our shows we did, you know.
I remember.
Yeah, I say only because of that, the election is not going to be fair. You have a
now
lot
I want
of ballots.
Sure that we repeat what you just said, 85% likely to be Trump?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that you clarified that, just in case people are wondering, and, you know, if they're pro-Trump. There are people out there that are pro-Trump to make sure that they hear what I'm going to say. And, you know, so just make sure that you're right that out. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
But I will say I'm not for either party. Okay? So, therefore, that's just what came out of my mouth.
Good. All right.
You're just
you ready
a vessel.
For call?
This is a very strange show. Not really, but yeah.
Well, if you're not ready, you don't have to take one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If she's not ready, she doesn't have to take one.
It's okay. Uh-oh. It's all right. It's all right. That's what I'm here for. But let me put out my private consultation. It's 808-372-1816. 808-372-1816.
Yes,
this is,
people will benefit greatly if they contact you and further their psychic counseling with you and get a nice long reading. It's wonderful and it's so helpful. So everybody, make sure you call Dale.
Providing I know the results of my test.
Yeah.
I will call you right after I Okay, I'm ready.
All right. This caller from Arizona.
Hi, caller. It's your turn with Psychic Dale. Cheer is on the line for you. How are you? What is your name?
Hi, Cheer. Lisa. Thank you very much for conversation the way you said about Trump, because I was curious.
That was good.
Wow. Well, I'm pleased to be on the call with you. I won't take much of your time. My question is that where I live, there is a lady.
Wait, where do you live? Where are you calling from? Oh, what part of Arizona?
Sedona. Where I live. Sedona, Arizona. Where I live right now, I have a situation where the landlord, she started to change, and then there's this man with the young lady who lives down the block for any apparent reason. They just started hating me. I didn't do anything to them.
I'm not understanding you. What did the Make it specific. Johnny, you got to tell these people they have to be specific because they're all over the place. All right. So what did the landlord do?
Well, anyway, my specific question is it okay for me to stay there? There seems to be some terminal with, I don't want to have any problems. Like, I know people gossip, but I just want to know if I will be okay to stay there without any form of legal or someone try to create me a problem.
I would have to know more about it. What is the landlord doing?
She started to change. She said that people in the block say that I've been making trouble. I'm not making any trouble at all. It's a high-end area, and there's camera. Everybody's camera there.
Okay, what I can tell you is this. Trying to find another place to live right now is very hard.
Yes.
There aren't a lot of vacancies, and the ones that there are very expensive. So I would ask this landlord, and I'm giving you advice here, take her out to lunch. Talk to her. Say, if I'm causing a problem, I'm sorry. Is there anything you would like me to do that I can be more friendly? And leave it at that.
Okay. I will think of that.
You don't want to do that. You will be in a lot of trouble, so I would try to make friends with her.
Try to make friends with her so she won't create any problems?
That is correct.
Okay, Miss Sennett, share one more thing on this. The man down the block, he don't seem to like me The deer tend to come to me, and he don't like that. That's all that I know. Am I going to be okay? Is he going to give me any trouble? I feel welcome from them.
Okay, you seem to be having trouble with everybody. And it's really ending up to be a paranoid delusion. And you need to stop it. So just keep to yourself. Don't bother with anybody except take that lady out. The man's not going to hurt you, and just let things go.
Okay. And one last thing. My niece is up in 3 months. You think I'll be okay for 3 more months if I take her out again?
I said what?
My niece is done in 3 months. Would I be okay and stop being paranoid?
Okay, what about your niece for 3 months? I don't understand.
My niece is done. I'm 3 months. I have three months left.
On your lease.
Stop being paranoid. It'll be fine.
Okay, good. But thank you very much. I feel better. You're right on, ma'am. I believe in you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
I like it. I like it when you help people.
I'm helping.
You do.
I'm picking up Johnny's energy. I'm picking up Johnny's energy that he really wants
to
know.
What is it? What do you
feel? You know, all stuff that, you know, some I can answer, some I can't. I'll answer what I can.
But I want to know what energy you're picking up. What are you seeing with Johnny's energy, Dale?
Well, he wants to know, like, about Trump, and everybody wants to know about Trump, and they want to know about Biden.
No, I ask that question for everybody's benefit. I mean, I personally have my own opinions on it, but I ask that question for everybody's benefit. I mean, a lot of people were wondering about it. My father, my mom, you know, lots of people. So that was question was more for myself.
I will solve one question. I don't believe you will have the answer on November 3rd, okay?
Okay.
And I remember elections where, what was it, Bush, that we had to wait 6 months before we got an answer of who was going to be president between Al Gore on the recount?
Yeah.
I remember
I wonder if that's what they want to have happen. Like
no. I have my own feelings. Trump wants to win at all costs, and he'll do anything to do it. And then you got Biden, you know, who's another guy. I don't know. I wish we had more choices. That's the best thing I could say.
That's what I thought. Out of all the people, you know, we don't have a lot of choices.
That's right.
Do you want to give me one more call, maybe? Or are you
yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, the last call for the night is going to be area code 856.
Hi. Hi, caller. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. What's your name?
This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
What's happening in Jersey lately?
Well, I will just say that I personally am happy that he asked that question because everybody's wondering about it. So it's good that he got that off the plate right off the bat. So
yeah.
I
agree.
I don't have, I'll say the 85%, and I'll stick to that at this point. If anything changes, I'll let you know. I mean, the reason I say 85, I mean, the man could come down with the coronavirus again. I mean, you know, there's so many variables that
he takes it in 4 days. If he has to do it, he'll do it again. So I'm not worried about that. I'm just happy that you got the question out there. So let's move on. But I do have a question.
I don't care at this point.
I know we're not going to know on November 3rd, not with all the mail-in ballots and states are saying they're giving 10 days past the, you know, the election day.
Look, as a psychic, I'll be honest with you. I don't like to get into politics or religion. It's against my belief. Because the minute you do that, you cause war. So I kind of evade it at all costs. And that's what I'm trying to do in a nice way.
Right. No, I get that. But everybody's wondering, and so, of course, that's going to be on everybody's mind. But I think it was okay that he asked that question because we're all thinking and wondering about it, of course. That's now.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question for me. It's
no.
About a
no.
job.
No.
Let me
If you want to Carson City, Nevada, right down the street from me, Trump will be here on Sunday.
Well, I'm asking about a job.
Okay. Now, what do you want to know about you?
Huh? I'm asking about a job. I was submitted for a contract today, but I also submitted last week to another contract through some guy named John. And I wonder if you can even get one of these jobs.
Yes. The first one you mentioned.
Oh, the one that I was submitted for today?
Yes. But also, Don wants you too, so you'll probably have you'll probably both. You'll probably know both.
Okay. Right. That's great.
Both. I mean, and it'll be your choice what you choose.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you, Dale. Appreciate it.
What part of Jersey are you from?
Thank you.
I'm down in South Jersey, down by Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill. On the border of Philly. Yes, I know very well. Okay.
Yep.
Have a good one. You must be getting some beautiful falling leaves right there right now.
They are starting to fall. It feels like fall, though, to be honest with you. It's kind of a weird season.
Yeah, the whole world's weird right now. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, Laura. And that's great about Laura. She's going to get the job. Whatever one's the best. It's awesome news.
Yes. Okay, you guys. I'm going to go check. You can do the shout-out. I'm going to go check my test. Then I'll call Johnny back, and then we can get you on the line, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sounds great, Dale. Thank you for all the great readings tonight and helping our callers. I'm sure they all appreciate it. Okay. And everybody, go to Dale Shear's website, daleshear.com, if you want a signed copy of whatever book you choose. She has 5 to offer there. Or we just found out you can find all of Dale Shear's books on Amazon now. And since we're starting our book club, we've kind of gone back and forth of what book we should start with. And we decided Tarot for the Beginner, right, Dale?
Yes.
Is Dale gone?
Well, I think she left.
Okay, it's fine. I know we are starting with that book, which is great because Johnny and I will be doing a show on our channel on Roku. And we're going to have Dale come on and teach us how to read tarot in 1 hour. And so we're all going to know. It's a skill. And that's going to be coming up. So I've been posting a lot on our Facebook, Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook, and our Twitter and our Instagram. Not so much Twitter, but not so much Instagram, just more like Facebook, because I feel like our callers find us on Facebook. So please, I want to know who you are. I want to see people going to our Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook and becoming, you know, our friend. And then we have our page, our group page, and that's fun too. So please do it, because don't you want to know the people a little more? Well, maybe you know them better than I do because they have your phone number. Right, Johnny?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I don't, and I would like to know the callers. I care about them. And you know what? I know when I've heard from you again. We had Laura. We had Tanika. I think Mirabelle was new. Donna, I think we've heard from her. Genevieve was new. So, you know, there's a lot of repeat callers, and I'd like to say hi more than just on the show when they call for Dale, right? Okay,
and
so good.
That,
and what's
Barbara,
new with
I
you?
Yeah. I was just, sometimes, you know, I've heard from people, they say that other shows don't like it when they get repeat callers. I wanted to say I love them when they call in for us. I love our repeat callers.
Me too. I love it
because
it's an ongoing thing that we're giving. We're giving basically counseling. It's a lot of people call it psychic counseling. Dale doesn't really call it that, but you and I have met so many psychics on the show. Most do call it because it is a form of counseling, so you can't just do it in a quick call. You know, so it's an ongoing thing,
says,
and then we find out.
Calls it all the time. That's a compliment to you. You know, just so you know.
Yeah, I think so. I do, and plus you mix it up too because. Anyway, you get a lot of the new people. So please go to our Roku channel. Just, you know, figure it out. Know where to go. Find Life, Laughter, Happiness. We're under the category of pop culture, which is awesome because we have a lot of variety going on. So soon with Dale on TV, you can see us. All right. That's always fun. then
okay.
That's it. Just, you know, go to our website to find out what's next. It'll take you straight to the Blog Talk schedule lineup, and then you'll know. All right, Johnny, thank
okay.
you for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Right.
Have a great night. Oh, my gosh, TGIF.
Okay, well, can I
have a great weekend.
Good night, Dave.